At the beginning of the week, I had an idea for a podcast for the week. But by Tuesday afternoon, those plans had changed because I was going to New York City with Jane. And I'll tell you all about it in this episode of the I Can't See You podcast.
From Studio C, welcome to the I Can't See You podcast with David. He can't see, but he's got a lot to say and a face for radio.
Hello there, and welcome to episode 25 of the I Can't See You podcast. My name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. And please, I know I've asked it just about every episode. If you would rate and review the podcast, I would really appreciate it. Even if you don't like it, let me know. And you could always call in and give me some feedback. That's area code 646-926-6350. Leave a message and maybe it'll be included in an upcoming episode of the I Can't See You podcast. And also, before I get started, I wanted to give a shout out and a special thanks to my friend and former business partner, Dan Raybuck, for doing a little logo adjustment for me on my new logo that will be debuting once my new website is up and running, and that's taken a little bit longer. I know I said it'd be done by the end of May, and that was the idea, but we're early into June here, and it is not quite ready, but it'll be there soon. So in this week's episode, I had started to think about something I was going to talk about. I usually start thinking about it on Monday, and I don't batch record. A lot of people batch record, where they'll do 4 or 5 episodes a week, and or maybe even a whole quarter's worth of podcasts in a week's time, and then just release them one per week. I don't do that because I want to keep it fresh and up to date and relevant. So I usually start thinking about what I'm going to talk about sometime over the weekend, and I go over a few things and what I'm going to do. And, you know, Monday, I kind of had an idea what I was going to talk about. And then Tuesday, Jane got an email from a potential job up in New York, and they wanted her to come in on Wednesday for an interview. And she was waiting to hear back about a second interview with another company, and that other company is called Eva NYC. So she had them both scheduled for Wednesday, and I told her, oh, I'd love to go into New York. And, you know, because Eva NYC is in Brooklyn, actually right down the street from a restaurant we really love called Champs, we ended up having lunch there after her interview there. So I put the other idea on hold, and I thought, you know, this would be a good thing to talk about, things that I did while she was in the interview. And it is kind of weird that I went with her for the interview. But, you know, we also thought if the interview with either of them went well, if we had time, we could, you know, maybe take a look and find places for her to live. Unfortunately, that part didn't happen because of the running around and the time for lunch and everything else. We actually were able to get everything done up to New York and back, including travel in 13 hours, including the interviews, although the second interview that we were really looking forward to, which was right in Manhattan, right across from Bryant Park, that one turned out to be a bust, probably on both ends, but I know Jane did not like the vibe, and I won't mention the company at this point, but it was just disappointing, let's put it that way. I enjoyed it because while she was in the interview, I got to sit, you know, in Bryant Park on a beautiful day, and I listened to a podcast, and you know, while looking towards the New York Public Library, and that was just awesome to do that. But for her earlier interview, you know, it was in Brooklyn, so it was early in the morning, not early in the morning, it was 11 o'clock, but since we were in Philadelphia, you know, it's roughly 2.5 hours for us to get from where we live in Swarthmore to take the train into Philadelphia and then take the train into New York and then take 2 subways over to Brooklyn. 2 subways because at Penn Station, there's not one that goes directly to where we needed to be in Brooklyn. So, you know, so we ended up taking Amtrak up, which was the first time I've actually taken Amtrak to New York as an adult, I believe. We might have done it a million times when I was a kid because I may or may not have previously mentioned this. My first 10 or so eye surgeries were done at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City by a doctor named Leopold back in the mid and late 60s. But so we took the Amtrak train up. Very comfortable. Amtrak is always number one choice. Unfortunately, you know, it gets a little pricey. And because we were buying last minute, it was, I think we paid roughly about $90 each for our ticket one way. I know Jane has been able to get it when she comes and goes when she was in school. I think the best she got was $60 for a one way. And once we finished with both interviews, we'd figured we could either do Greyhound, although we later found out Greyhound was sold out from like 3 or 4 in the afternoon until 8 o'clock at night. So we then knew, okay, you know, we're going to take New Jersey Transit in SEPTA, which also isn't bad. It's just that sometimes there is a delay when you have to change, because you have to change twice actually to get home from New York. You get on in New York, you get off in Trenton, get on a SEPTA train in Trenton, and get off in Philadelphia, and then take the regional rail from Philadelphia to Swarthmore. And again, very convenient since we only live a mile down the road from the Swarthmore train station here in southeastern Pennsylvania. So we went up, and it was very nice going up, although the air kind of got to me, blowing on me the whole trip up. But a quick hour and a half or so, maybe a little bit less, and we had about an hour once we got to New York. And I don't know if I were on my own, if I would have been able to to make it over to Brooklyn in that time, because, you know, you get off at Penn Station, and then you've got to find your way to the MTA to get, and then find, you know, the right subway line, which I don't remember what we took to Union Square, where we got off and took the L. That's the letter L, not the elevated. It's the letter L line over to where we needed to go in Brooklyn. You know, so I don't know that I would have been able to find my way there on my own. But Jane, of course, you know, has lived up there for 4 years, so she knows where to go and how to go. And so it was no issue. But we got off the subway in Brooklyn with plenty of time. I think we made it over there between changing the subways at Union Square. It was probably less than half an hour. I think we got over to Brooklyn by 10:30 or so. And again, her interview was for 11. So we got off the subway, walked. It was maybe two blocks over to where we needed to be, to EVA NYC. And directly across the street from EVA NYC was a coffee shop. And the section of town in Brooklyn where EVA NYC is, it's a little bit on the gritty side. It's and I'm not talking about the Flyers mascot that Jane loves so much. You know, this block had some car repair places and stuff like that. So she was a little concerned at the beginning when we were walking down the street. And like I said, you know, we crossed the street and walked maybe a half a block to three quarters of a block in to get to the coffee shop and EVA NYC. Had we gone the other way, it's about half a block, and we would have been to Champs, where, like I said, we ended up eating lunch. But we got there, and the coffee shop was very cool. And unfortunately, I don't know the name of it because, you know, I didn't see any signs, and I didn't ask Jane what it was called. But that's where I stayed while she was in the interview, and again, listened to podcasts and went through emails and stuff like that. It's amazing how much you can get done just having your phone on you and, you know, sending and receiving emails and stuff like that. Again, even really not seeing, you know, as long as I had my earbuds in, I was good and could hear it, because there was a lot of activity in this coffee shop. And in fact, at one point, a couple of people came in and sat at the same table that I was sitting at. It was a very long table with, I don't know, maybe 6 to 10 chairs, you know, four or five chairs on either side. And they were talking business, and it was awesome because they were talking about influencers and tracking codes and stuff like that. And, you know, similar to affiliate marketing. So I was very interested when they were talking about that. And I kind of eavesdropped once I had gotten off the phone with a call about my mom, which will probably be another podcast episode down the road because of things that are going on where she lives. But I sat there and I'm looking at this place, and the whole front wall of this coffee shop. It was basically like it used to be a either a warehouse or even a maybe at one point maybe they worked on cars in it. The whole front of the coffee shop was open, like it was a giant garage door. And again, it was a nice day out, so they could do that. I don't know in the middle of winter what they do, although I guess if people were cold sitting there, they'd have more coffee or tea, which is what I had. It was also nice that when I had the tea, because I was staying, they put it in a actual ceramic mug as opposed to a to-go cup. So I kind of thought that was neat as well. But, you know, her interview lasted, I don't know, half an hour, 40 minutes, and went very well. And she really, really likes this company. Eva NYC is a beauty company. They do beauty tools and beauty products, which is kind of funny because Salon Supplies and Interiors, the company that we used to run, sold those things, sold beauty products, sold hair tools, as well as salon equipment. And the salon equipment for us was the big part of the business. That was our bread and butter. The hair tools and the products were things to, people are supposed to, it's good to update their salon every 6 or 7 years. So, if you're having a spot where people aren't updating their salons, you still need, to generate revenue. And there's only so many salons in the tri-state Philadelphia area. So the beauty products kind of kept you going, kind of like when you water a plant, out of the water from a faucet, you're kind of just stringing it along until the rain comes and really gives it the, what it needs. So it's very interesting that, that it is a beauty company. And again, as I mentioned previously, in the episode where I mentioned Jane's graduation, she wants to get into PR and she wants to do beauty. Well, this is PR and a bunch more because she'd be working with specific brands within this Eva NYC. And besides doing PR, would be doing other things. And while it's not exactly 100% PR, it did sound exciting to her. And like I said, once she spoke with the people that she spoke with there, she was very excited by it. And so our fingers are crossed. If you know anybody at Eva NYC, please, please call them or email them or text them and give Jane a glowing recommendation so she gets a job and then we can look for a place for her to live and she can get going with her career. I can mention that one thing that she was a little concerned with at the beginning with going to a beauty company as opposed to a PR agency is that, is it going to hurt her career down the line? I didn't think it would, but, that would remain to be seen at this point, assuming that she's going to get this job, which I really hope she does because she really wants to have it. So as I mentioned, we finished up at the coffee shop. Jane took my cup and saucer back, and we made our way roughly a block and a half down the road we were on from the coffee shop, and went to Champs. And when we got to Champs, there was a little bit of a wait, and so we just hung out outside because there's really not a place inside. It's not a very big place. And if you're ever in Brooklyn, or if you're vegan, which I am not, and Jane at this point is not either. She's trying to cut out and has cut out dairy and some other things. But this is just a great place to go and have a meal. And it was something that she found when she was vegan, and she was vegan for about 15 or 16 months when she was in college, and that became an issue at school, which we won't get into at this point. But she went there fairly often when she was vegan in school. And even after she was, we went there once, but we realized as we were sitting there, we hadn't been back in about 2 years. One of the reasons was, the one term she studied in London, and, we didn't go up. I think we went up once in the spring term of her junior year, and then a few times, I guess, throughout this past year, But we never made it over to Brooklyn on any of those trips. Again, because it's not where she is or was in the financial district, it wasn't easy to get to, you know, probably a half an hour. So if we're working on a limited time when, you know, we didn't stay over other than graduation, we didn't go up and stay over. We just would go up for a visit and have something close by usually, you know, either walking distance. I don't even know if we took the subway to go any place to eat this past year. But, you know, Soho is in walking distance of where she was. So that's, you know, that kind of knocked Champs out of the box. So it was nice to get back to Champs. And, you know, to not to harp on it, but just the food that they serve is so good. And if you didn't know that they were vegan, other than the table next to us sat down and the lady said, yeah, I'd like a couple of eggs over easy. And you know, the waiter said, you know, I'm sorry, we don't have eggs. We're vegan. This is a vegan diner. And she didn't realize it. And I started thinking about it, you know, again, because I can't see and not really able to know. I just know that, you know, from past experience there, you know, had I wandered in, I don't know what was in the window. Now, Jane says that they have the vegan V all over the place. That I wouldn't obviously have seen, but, you know, the person next to me should have seen. You know, I asked Jane if they look like they had any kind of, you know, visual issues. And she said no. But, you know, so it was interesting to hear these people talking. And I don't remember what the lady got. I want to say she got pancakes or waffles, and which are very good there. We didn't get them this time. Both Jane and I had, you know, lunch type stuff. Jane had mac and cheese. And cheese in air quotes. And I had a Caesar salad, kale Caesar, and both were awesome. And we also got a side of fries to share, which was probably a little too much between, because Jane didn't eat all her mac and cheese, and I had a good chunk of that, which it was so good. And I don't know that if you sat down and you weren't told that it wasn't regular cheese, if you would even know that it was vegan. And that's when I started thinking, you know, everybody says, you know, the first thing when you eat something, the first thing you do is you look at it and you say, oh, this looks good, or, oh, that doesn't look so good. You know, which, you know, for me, I, you know, again, I wouldn't know what's happening, what I'm eating. You know, basically I stick the fork in and I just start eating. You know, so, like I said, I had, the kale Caesar, which, you know, had quote unquote Parmesan on top, and it had some croutons. It also had sunflower seeds, and I am a big sunflower seed fan. And they were awesome in it. And then the kale, and it was baby kale, which it was just so good. The only complaint I had about it was had a little bit too much dressing on it. And I'm sure other people had complaints on it the rest of the day, because I probably had very bad garlic breath. And same thing goes, as I said, with Jane's, with the mac and cheese. I don't know that you would have known. Now, again, I couldn't look at it and say, oh, that doesn't look like it's real cheese, or whatnot. But the dressing tasted awesome. The cheese tasted awesome. And again, cheese in quotes. The croutons were good. And of course, the kale was awesome. You know, and we were both so satisfied when we left there that... you know, we were saying, you know, we couldn't believe that we hadn't been back for 2 years, or a little over 2 years. It was March of 2017 when we were there. You know, so we did that, and it was a fairly relaxed time in there, even though it's very busy. And I don't know, I think one time we went and we pretty much walked in. For the most part, you usually have to wait, and you have to wait outside because they just don't have space inside to wait. So I know Jane has told me on occasion that she's waited, you know, much longer than the 15 minutes or so that we waited. And now, like a lot of restaurants, they take your mobile number, so then they text you. So if they tell you it's an hour wait, you know, you can kind of walk around the neighborhood and see what's going on in other spots instead of just standing there if you want, which Liz and I had done when we went to another place with Jane. Like probably when we picked up a good portion of her stuff before she graduated. We went to a, there was a toy store around the corner from this place called Bubby's that we ate at on Hudson Street in Manhattan. Also very good. So, and that's one of the things that I probably mentioned a million times. When we go places, that's the first thing we do is look, okay, where are we going to eat? And we, a lot of times we'll base it on, you know, someplace Food Network likes, or, you know, somebody that we know has gone there. And Jane was the one that found Champs back, you know, when she was thinking about being vegan. And then when she became vegan, you know, she went there, and we went there a couple of times. Now, we were disappointed. One of the things that I used to get there was fish tacos. And again, it's not real fish, but they were so good from there. And again, everything that we've gotten from there have been so good. You know, we didn't, like I said, we got savory stuff this time. You know, when Liz has gone, you know, she's gotten pancakes or waffles or French toast, I think. I don't remember exactly what, but one time we got a cinnamon bun that was so awesome. but we didn't get that. And, you know, we had a long day. So, you know, I find at least now, that when I eat sweets, you know, it kind of makes me tired. So, you know, I knew this was a marathon that day. We weren't, I wasn't looking to run out of steam halfway through. So we finished up there and kind of walked back to the subway and looked around a little bit to see. And we talked about where, if she got this job at Eva NYC, where she could live. And she has a few friends that live in Brooklyn. So, you know, they'll be able to help, you know, with giving her pointers on where and where not to live. We also have on Liz's side, some family that lives in Brooklyn in Greenpoint. I don't know if that's an area that Jane would want to be. But there's plenty of good places to live over there. And the benefit of living there as opposed to in Manhattan is it's a little bit cheaper, not a lot cheaper, but a little bit, where, you know, she might get, you know, a couple extra square feet for what she's paying. Whereas in Manhattan, it's going to be a little teeny tiny room that she has that she, you know, it's going to be a two bedroom place that maybe there's four people in because they've flexed it and have split up the living room. So there's not really even a living room in places like that. So once she gets the job secured, you know, we'll head back, which I'm not disappointed in. We'll head back up there and look around for a place. I don't know that we'll be on House Hunters, but it will be fun nonetheless, because that is another thing that we like doing, is looking at stuff like that. So we headed back over to Manhattan, and you know, I have to say that going and coming from Manhattan to Brooklyn and back, I stood on the subway. Now, coming back, it was pretty full, so, you know, we kind of had to, but going, it was pretty empty, and there were plenty of seats going, but I just love standing, and it's funny that that a lot of people, you know, say, oh, why don't you sit down here? You know, they'll see me with my white cane, and, you know, honestly, I'm good. And in fact, when we came home that night on the SEPTA train from 30th Street Station to Swarthmore, it was pretty full, so I ended up standing the whole way, even though a few stops before ours, there were probably seats available that I could have had. So we went back into Manhattan and we walked around and we went into Urban Outfitters and, you know, Jane bought a hat that she wanted. And then we went into Doc Martin. So we could, Jane wanted to try on a pair of boots, which when she came home, she ordered because we didn't want to lug them around. We were already, I had a backpack with me because I always carry a backpack when I travel anywhere, if I'm going to be on my own at all, because, you know, as I've mentioned previously, if I'm on my own and my cane breaks, I'm kind of stuck. And unlike that kid at that school who had his cane taken away and replaced with a pool noodle, I don't know where in Manhattan I would have gotten a pool noodle to use as my cane. I also don't know that people would have jumped out of the way like they do out of my way with the white cane, which Jane really loves. And it is kind of funny. And just one tip, if you see a blind person and you don't have to apologize if you almost walk in front of them and then notice the cane and then stop abruptly, you know, it's okay. I don't know that you're there, and most likely. And you know, you don't have to stop what you're doing just to let me pass. It's okay if you, you know, if you walk in front of me, if you've got clearance, obviously if you don't have clearance, that's a different story. But I'm not going to see you. And, that just might happen. And you just, you know, if you bump into me, obviously you can say you're sorry, but you know, I might bump into you first. So, and I apologize for that in advance. So we walked around and we were in the, we were in Herald Square area, because like I said, the second interview, which to me, when we went up there was, I was more hopeful for her because I knew it was going to be in an area that was nice. And the area was nice where their office was, the place that their office was, not that it was sketchy, but it was in one of those places. And again, I'm not going to mention the name because it just doesn't matter. It was, you know, those, where they have a whole bunch of, anybody could go in as it's a shared space and a wide open space. And, the company is, I don't know if I'd call it a startup, but they haven't been around a while and they're still getting their feet under them. But that was just a disaster, that interview. And, Jane has already removed her name from consideration for that. So it is what it is with that. And we were just happy that the, EVA NYC went through and that interview seemed to go well. I shouldn't say went well, 'cause I don't know their side of it. And it was also nice, like I said, to hang out in Bryant Park, which the last time I was up in New York on my own, the first time I went to New York and I went to the New York Public Library, which is on 5th in between 40th and I guess 41st or 42nd. They had Winterfest going, I think it was called. So the whole park had, you know, they had an ice rink there and they had all sorts of little Christmas shops and food vendors and, you know, just very awesome, but so very different from the other day where, you know, people are hanging out at tables and chairs and just enjoying the day, just sitting around talking at tables and it was again a beautiful day and it was just so nice to sit there. Outside on a beautiful day. And once Jane got done with that interview, it was much earlier than she thought. We figured we would take New Jersey Transit and SEPTA home. So we kind of double timed it over to Penn Station and bought our tickets because we weren't sure what time we were going to get done or needed to go. We didn't want to buy our tickets in advance and get hung up where we had to wait or had to rush. But we got to Penn Station, bought our tickets, used the bathrooms, and then pretty much got on the train. And it was a pretty uneventful ride home. We were able to get seats together and everything else. So it was a nice day. It was very tiring, obviously. We were out the door here at probably a little past 7 in the morning. And by the time we got back, it was around 8:30 that night, maybe 20 to 9, because we stopped and got dinner to bring home. And it was just a nice afternoon. I don't know that I said that right. But traveling around, I realized as I was sitting there in the park, you know, how much I like going around and doing stuff like that. And as I mentioned back in January with my first episode of the new year, that is something that I would love to do more of. I know coming up in July, we're going to the National Federation of the Blind Convention in Las Vegas, you know, so we have a week out there. And hopefully there's going to be enough time to do some things outside of the convention where we'll go to restaurants because we've already started looking for places there. And, there's some other things that I want to do. I know Jimmy Kimmel was there back in April and they did the zip line where it looked like they were flying. And I'm hoping I could do that. Liz, of course, will not do that. So only Liz and I are going to the convention, by the way. So I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if Liz is. I mean, it'll be nice to get away. And at this point, maybe the only significant time away, this summer. And part of it is, money related, but part of it is also, we go out to my mom's one or two times a week and bring her stuff. And like I said, I'll have an episode on that because it's, not that it's vision related, but it's something that, as we all get older and our parents get much older, you know, something you have to think about. And it's just been interesting this past week with a couple of things that have gone on, and you know, maybe for next week's episode. And maybe I will have to batch a couple of episodes because obviously I won't be able to record one in Las Vegas. It would be cool if they had a place that I could, but I'll have to look into that. I really do appreciate you listening to episode 25 of the I Can't See You podcast. Again, my name is David, at David Benj on all the socials. And again, feel free, questions or comments or ideas, you can email me, icantseeyoupodcast@gmail.com, or better, give me a call and leave a message at area code 646-926-6350. And, you know, again, we might use that in an upcoming episode. And remember, rate and review, please. Again, thanks again for listening. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the I Can't See You podcast. Follow David on Twitter. He is at David Benj.